This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
With Ajax.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a great Tuesday watching Nebraska baseball last night.
Oh, did you have to bring that up right away?
I had to. Hey, listen, we get to things off the bat in this show once in a while.
Idle bat chat.
Yes. Yeah, that worked. Yeah. Idle pitch chat.
Yeah.
Idle bat chat.
Yeah.
Idle bat chat. Appropriate.
That works. For last night's showing, if that's what you call that.
What time did it?
Omaha.
I started watching. I think it was 2-0 when I started watching.
Okay. And then got to 3-0. So here's what happened
in the rough inning.
Fourth
inning happened.
Yeah, it must have been about 9:30 because what if we want to do it this way?
Yeah,
it was 3-0 and I said I got to take a shower. Got out of the shower and it was 9-0.
I told Bill that according to Husker Online that they wrote that it was a 22-minute inning. That Ohio State put up 8 runs in the fourth. They had 7 hits that inning and several walks on top of that. Batted around, and it was 11-0 before the Huskers even hit in the bottom of the fourth.
This is the top pitching staff in the Big Ten, Nebraska. It was the best pitching staff statistically in the Big Ten. In fact, walks haven't been an issue. Nebraska was second nationally in fewest walks allowed.
Second nationally?
Yeah, 2.9. Wow. Childress had that staff whipped into shape. Bad night. It's just a bad night.
Mm-hmm.
God, I'll tell you something.
It's not much more than that.
No.
It really is. It's like I said, in the series, a team loses by 40, they still win the series.
Yep.
In basketball. Yeah. And it was a bad night. Everything went wrong in one inning, and that's what it was. Yeah.
That's right.
Now, the first thing I said to Jake Sorensen from 93.7 The Ticket.
The Ticket.
Yeah. I said, Jake, this has to be really tough to win this now. And the stats are, what was the last time that someone won the Big Ten tournament?
The last time that a team lost their first game and won the Big Ten tournament was in 1995.
Got to go back away.
It's been 29 years that happened. So I don't think it's going to probably happen for Nebraska. I mean, maybe
it makes it hard.
Yet the home crowd behind you wasn't a huge crowd last night with all the rain and the delayed start to that game. 8:05.
I don't know how they played that game. I saw a picture, we all did, of the dugout.
Early. In the morning. Yeah.
In the morning. And it was full of water.
It's kind of like they funnel all the water through the dugout.
I don't know what it was, but it was.
I don't know. It was
one of the most remarkable scenes I'd ever seen.
If you watched when Nebraska got on the board finally to make it 11-1, there's a home run to right center field, and it literally splashed out there. That was the normal seats. It splashed. Like there was supposed to be water there in general. No, there wasn't supposed to be water there. It was a ton of water in the outfield and in the stadium in general. So that's why there wasn't huge crowds. Obviously, it was supposed to be a 2 o'clock game. It ended up being 8:05. It's a late night for people.
God damn. And I'll tell you what, the Husker fans I heard from were pissy.
Wow. Same here.
Really? Yeah. I just kind of thought what Bill said. Just one game. Just one game. It's over. I mean, they don't need to win the Big Ten title. Mm. You know, they're safely in the NCAA tournament.
Now, I talked to Jake about that this morning, that I have not pushback, but just how important it is to win the Big Ten tournament.
Okay. I'd like to hear this.
Just because, I know you're already in. Right now, I don't think anybody looks at Nebraska at being right on the doorstep of winning a national championship.
No.
or even getting a home series.
No, they're not. They're not. They're pretty much out.
No chance.
So my point is, you want that championship.
Okay.
You want that. You always do. You want that. When we get back together 10 years from now, that team was... Or if you won the regular season, it's really a big deal.
I was hoping you'd say that.
It's a big deal.
I didn't want to butt heads with you this morning. I'm not in the mood. I was hoping you said that.
So sometimes you're telling me you're in the mood to butt heads and you come in the door?
No.
I always come in. That's not my deal.
That's not.
Yeah, I don't understand why you come.
I'm spilling secrets over here,
interesting. Sip. Interesting. Yeah.
No, I didn't mean it that
back,
way.
I keep a notebook of each day, and I know I have asterisks. I have a ledger.
Asterisks.
Yes.
I didn't mean it that way at all. But I happen to agree with you. If anytime you win a conference title, it's gigantic, in my opinion. You get a ring, it's a conference title. So they can still win a conference title, by the way.
Yeah, they're not dead.
No.
It's one thing about baseball. Even in that game, when they were down 15-2, like that, they still had a chance.
Right.
Because there was no clock.
No.
It's like, no, the clock does time. You're only playing against the opponent.
Right.
So there's no clock.
No clock.
You always have a chance.
It is embarrassing to get run ruled at any time in baseball, especially when you're the home team, essentially, last night. You're the home team. It's Omaha, up the road from Lincoln, and you gave up 15 runs. Now, as you guys said, if people watch this game closely, Ohio State was not just blasting home runs. They were getting just very fortunate slices down the like both lines, left field and right field. It was perfect placements. Like this,
everything went right.
Wasn't even that bad a pitching. It was just incredible luck on their hitting.
There was just flyers getting hit over the first and third base baseman. Singles, stuff. There wasn't a lot of shots.
If you're giving up several home runs and sloppy. The defense, that's one thing. It was just incredible placement for the hits.
I don't know if there's even an error.
I don't think there was. But how about the pitcher's name for Ohio State? Beetlejuice. His last
what?
Name.
His
name, I'm dead serious. His name is Landon Beetlejuice.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah. It says it's like SCA, it's like cheese, but they say Beetlejuice is his last name.
Yeah.
That dude, I would think he would make you guys thrilled because I think of a pitcher back in the day. There was no such thing as a pitch clock. This guy, he gets the ball back, he's pitching. It is boom, boom,
is that
boom,
right?
Boom. I've never seen a pitcher operate as quickly in any level, MLB, college, high school, as this dude last night. It was ball back, let's go.
Is that right?
Let's roll.
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. He's throwing cheese.
Great name.
Literally.
He's the ace of Ohio State, and he shut Nebraska down. By the way, Will Bolt was asked in postgame, why did you not pitch the pitcher of the year, who was announced yesterday? Brett Sears.
Right.
It was announced in the afternoon that he was the Big Ten pitcher of the year. He had an answer for that. Here's Will Bolt after the game.
He started
on Friday.
I know.
He threw 95 pitches. Jackson Brockett started last night.
Jackson Brockett.
Who threw the no-hitter against K-State a couple weeks ago.
So Will rolled the dice.
So this is Will Bolt's response to start. Why did he not start the ace, Brett Sears, last night?
Sears coming back on, after throwing 95 pitches last week and, on 4 days rest after being short rested last week, wasn't real interested in doing that. That wasn't really much of an option for us right there in that game. Brockett hadn't thrown a whole lot. My plan was for Brockett to go a complete game shutout. That was my plan. Brett's thrown as much this year as he's thrown his entire life. And, you know, I think, you know, it's just the right move to make. I just didn't think it was the move to make to throw him in the first game of the tournament on 4 days rest after throwing 95 pitches. I just didn't think that was the right move for our team, given the current situation, no.
That's a reasonable answer. The player has some say in that. And it sounds like the player did have some say in this. It's reasonable.
Now, I was thinking in college baseball, so Sears usually is the Friday night starter and he'll pitch the next Friday. So he does get about 6 days off of rest. This was 4 days rest. But I was telling Bill before the show, MLB, you're on 4 days rest if you're a starter. It's right. A five-man rotation, 4 days rest.
A little different situation because they're grown.
But I don't think going into the game, everyone knew that Sears was not the starting pitcher. And nobody was really up in arms over
Thank
it.
You.
You're right.
I didn't want to argue.
I found out a lot today that you're against me. I thought we were a three-legged stool. We're two and a half stool.
I didn't mean it that way at all. But no, 100% on that. It wasn't like anybody on our show was saying,
no.
What's he doing? Why isn't he throwing Sears, Jake? We weren't saying that.
No.
We weren't.
But
nobody said anything.
It was 2-7. It was 2-7.
Seed, yeah.
So, yeah.
What do you mean?
2-7.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's not like, hold it now.
No. In fact, you know what my thinking was? Yeah. This is brilliant. Yeah. Get this win. You got Sears.
Exactly.
Yeah. Then you got Sears. So, yeah, you're not getting any criticism here.
Ohio State head coach Bill Mosiello was asked the same thing after the game. He said, I wasn't surprised at all they didn't pitch Sears. I didn't want to speak for them, but I think they're already in the regionals. So, you would never bring your number one guy in on that short a day's rest. I was hoping it wasn't going to go, but I was about positive that he would not pitch last night.
I thought the plan made the plan made sense. Mm-hmm. Just work your way through this game, get the W, and then bam. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're rolling, right?
Agreed.
I just told you guys I felt bad because they have the 8-run inning, mm-hmm. inning happens, and they literally go to the in-game interview with Will Bolt.
In-game?
In-game. It's like, well, I wish we had a reset button. No. But here we are. No. We're going to keep trying to claw back.
Imagine that. Here, put these headsets on quick. How's it going? What's 11-2?
Do I have to?
Yeah. 11-2 on your home field, or 11-0, or 11-1, whatever it was. Not good. I just know. Yeah, I was getting texts from people saying, God, Nebraska's already getting hammered. I turned the TV on 3-0. I'm like, okay, this is all right. It's 3-0 in the third inning.
Yeah.
You can come back from that. Then the shower happened.
Hygiene. Got
you brought Nebraska down.
You got hygiene. Next thing you know,
it's 9-0. Hygiene what happened
turned
here?
Into hygiene. Turned into hijinks. Yes. Right.
Fitness.
Hygiene.
So right
now, with people, most people have Steve's personal cell phone
number. They do from the show. Yeah.
When Nebraska is winning or things are going well, please text him. Do not shower.
Do not step in that shower.
Do not shower. Do not risk
it. Do not take an elongated shower either.
Exactly. Short one. Abbreviated shower, please.
Yeah. That got gotcha. You.
Huskers Purdue today, 7 p.m. tonight. Okay, elimination game already.
So they have, how do they make it? So they got one game in yesterday. Is that it?
No, there's two. Indiana beat Purdue 8-6 in the first game yesterday.
Okay. Rivalry. That was intense.
Yeah. The third game did not happen. That's got pushed to 10 a.m. today. But yeah, Nebraska plays Purdue elimination game 7 p.m. this evening in Omaha
with the big right hander on the mound.
I haven't confirmed if Brett Sears is pitching or not. That's I assume he probably would in this situation, but
I don't think so.
I don't think it was confirmed.
I'm saying no.
Why would you say that?
I'm just saying no. They're not pitching him.
Why?
They'll get this win. They'll have him ready to go for game 3.
Well. Now, I don't know if you're being facetious.
No, I'm not.
You're not.
I'm not.
I'm going no. You're a coach.
Yeah, I'm going no Sears.
I'll call
Will.
You go with Mason McConaughey?
Yes.
That's the number two guy, yeah?
Yes. That's what I'm pitching.
Okay. So, yeah, back to what we were saying. Nebraska's team ERA of 4.37, best in the conference. So, I mean, Childress did a very good job with that staff this year.
It's just a very bad night. That happens in baseball, unfortunately. But
maybe Huskers, they can get on a roll, though, now.
Could happen. Mm-hmm. And, like I said, in baseball, there's always a chance.
Yeah.
Anything else? I don't chit chat off the bat. Sip.
Yeah, well, yesterday. Again, I wanted to watch a little bit of the NBA.
Okay.
The game last night was incredible.
You watched it?
Until all of a sudden, it's like Indiana's up by one. They just dribble the ball out of bounds.
Seriously.
They did.
Just dribble the ball out of
Halliburton.
Bounds.
Halliburton.
Halliburton. It was good defense by Holiday.
But it wasn't stolen. He just dribbled.
No. Off his own foot.
He just dribbled it. Just dribbled this. All of a sudden, the ball's out of bounds. I couldn't believe what just happened.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. You're
it
right.
Was hard to, it was hard to watch.
It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
They had
three turnovers in the last minute.
They did. It was sloppy.
Yeah.
Indiana was sloppy in that game. They're sloppy in the fourth quarter. But I'm just relying totally on Alex, but Alex was saying they're way too sloppy. And they did commit that turnover. And I want to give Drew Holiday credit. You're right, though. I watched the replay and he was like, well, he's just kind of guarding him.
It wasn't like, whoa, what do I do?
It
wasn't Gary Payton out there. It wasn't the glove. It was just a guy standing next to him, and he just dribbled the ball off his foot.
He was in a defensive stance.
He was in a stance. He was in a stance, and that was it. That was it.
He wasn't just standing
there. There's no way this morning that the coach is showing the film to the team, like, here's what we're talking about right here. This is the defense we had to have, and he just got after him. No, the guy just dribbled it off his foot.
It was a good game. It was an interesting game.
It was an interesting game.
Yeah, I saw the final 4 minutes.
Late three by Jaylen Brown gets to overtime.
Yeah, it was an incredible shot.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what Siakam?
Siakam.
Siakam.
Pascal Siakam.
Siakam actively put his hands down, which was, I'm not pushing back on that because I don't want to get into it with the Siakam either, but I'm surprised he didn't put a hand up at least. He put his hands like behind his back. I'm not going to foul.
Not fouling. Final score, 133-128. Celtics in overtime survive Indiana. But Pacers have every right to feel like they're going to be in the series. I mean, they looked good last night besides the turnovers late in the game, the fourth quarter, to blow it.
Yeah, they're sloppy.
But 133-128, Celtics again on top. Tonight, Wolves-Mavericks game one in the Western Conference Finals in Minnesota.
Should we be bringing Alex on for NBA talk?
We could.
He's really smart.
Is he up right now? What time does he get up at?
Yeah, he works. He has a 7 a.m. His job starts at 7 a.m. He works at an old folks home.
Okay.
Let me see if I can read anything that he wrote.
I think it's failure.
I think it's assisted living.
I tell him all the time, get ready. I mean, you're training for me, okay?
Yeah, get ready.
That's what you're doing.
There's terms here. That is
what else happened in the world of sport.
Sports.
That's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn work needs.
He's like a greenskeeper at Augusta. That's what he is. It's basically
pretty important.
Andrew is like he's a greenskeeper of your green, and it's incredible. Thank you.
It was a good job. We had a big story yesterday morning in the world of NIL in college sports. A lawsuit coming in college football with Jaden Rashada. We mentioned that name. He's now a Georgia quarterback. He was originally at one point Miami, Florida, then Florida. Then he was at, where did he go after that?
Arizona State
last year.
Yes, now he's at Georgia.
Now he's at Georgia. He's all over the place.
Was he physically at Miami or just
committed? No, he was a commit. He was a commit there, gotcha. And he got flipped because of Florida here. So he has filed. Jaden Rashada has filed a lawsuit against Florida head coach Billy Napier, top Gators booster Hugh Hathcock, and former football staffer Marcus Castro Walker over a failed NIL deal that would have paid him $13.85 million. This is per a suit filed in federal court on Tuesday.
Civil suit filed in federal court.
Now,
in Pensacola.
Again, before he was a Florida commit, he was originally a Miami commit. And it was a reported $9.5 million deal with Life Wallet and Miami booster John Ruiz.
Okay.
Which ended up being just $150,000, and then he went to Florida. And then this is when this came into play.
So, as I mentioned, sometimes those numbers are not accurate.
Right. I think this is hard to imagine.
Yes, it's not accurate. But anyway, like I said, what's accurate and not? But now, go ahead with the facts.
Here's the facts. Here's some more facts. I mean, the facts are interesting because I don't know. It just feels like there's a lot of bad actors all the way around in this.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand, And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Napier, Billy, and another Florida official apparently pressured him, this is according to the lawsuit, to commit to Florida with promises he'd be immediately financially set for life. According to the lawsuit, this Hathcock, the wealthy booster, mm-hmm. even suggested he could secure Rashada's father a job. Now, if all that's true, I think it's a terrible look for Florida. I mean, now, this is where I wonder what Bill would think. This is where if I were an assistant, I'd just say, I don't want to know what's going on with Rashad. I don't even want to hear what's going on.
That's 99%. Just so you guys know, assistant coaches don't get involved in anything to do with right. this. They don't get involved. They're not.
That's my figure.
It's not like, hey, what's the plan here? What are we going to do with that? Right away, it's like, yeah, that's not me.
What if you're the quarterback's
coach? My job is to recruit you, and then you figure it out from there. But assistant coaches don't get involved.
What about even the quarterback's coach?
No, I'm gonna stick with no. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some people might have some idea maybe what's going on.
I'm fine with sticking with no.
Yeah, and so, like I said, but it's not. And then obviously now there's text messages, there's different ways to show things.
Right.
But what I look at it as more is I would imagine when that came out yesterday,
mm-hmm.
there was probably players all over the country
mm-hmm.
that went, you know what?
Same thing.
I didn't get what I was told. Right. Even from the school that I'm at right now.
Right.
I'm at a school right now. I'm smart enough not to leave because I can't get anything better, but I was told this.
And I'm not getting it.
I'm not getting it. It just opens up an incredible. And then just when I was listening to a pundit yesterday who also had law knowledge, and he was like, the case is pretty rock solid. He wasn't like, well, this is just one of those. Just don't worry about it. This will get tossed out. He's like, no, there's a lot of things here that as far as the law goes, that Rashada has something to stand on.
One important distinction to make is he's not suing the University of Florida. He's suing Napier.
Just the head coach.
And he's suing Napier, and he's suing the big booster.
Hathcock.
And Hugh Hathcock, I think, made his wealth through Velocity Automotive.
That's correct.
So he's suing Hathcock, and he's suing Marcus Castro Walker, who was part of Scott Frost's staff, by the way. Marcus Castro Walker is actually involved in another similar suit with a defensive lineman. So he's got two lawsuits pending. It's not great. It wouldn't be great. And he doesn't have a job, by the way, because Florida axed him. This is all kind of messy. What else catch your eye on this,
like,
Jake?
I like you mentioned that in terms of in the lawsuit, it says Hathcock, Castro Walker, and Coach Napier orchestrated and executed a fraud upon Jaden and were substantially and knowingly assisted by one another in carrying out the fraud.
That's alleged.
Yeah, I know. That's the alleged fraud.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. That's what they're claiming. And it does sound like they kind of did. They promised him $13.85 million, we're going to set you up for life. And I think he only got $150,000 that was wired to him at one point during when the process started to look like it was unraveling. Billy Napier told him, hey, don't worry, we got this. And Hathcock was on a plane, you know, it was like a big booster plane like the rich people do. And and he wired him money, apparently. He got 150 grand. It's not that bad.
I know this also.
I'd feel fairly fortunate.
Just can't imagine the three of us like, what are you doing? I got to wire some money.
I gotta, hey, Bill, can you wire me a million? I
can imagine myself even walking to a bank. I need to wire money.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know
what
that means. I know I do what that means.
How do you do it?
But I know they do it when they're doing some sort of offshore accounts. Where are these offshore accounts at? I'd like to get some. Is there some sort of...
Is there an actual wire?
Is there an actual wire?
Walk us through the process,
walk us through
please.
This like that. And how do
difficult
we...
Is this?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to wire... Hey, we will wire Rashad a million?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I mean by bad actors. Step away from it. It's just not a good look for these guys at all. We're pursuing this kid and we're promising $14 million to him. That's what I mean by an assistant. I just don't want to know. Are we really promising Jaden Rashada $14 million? Well, that's what we're doing.
So the interesting part, if you back it
really?
Up.
Really? We step back for a second and think about this.
They go beep, beep, beep if we back it up. So Miami was supposed to be $9 million, but then in the article it says not true. They say not true.
Yeah. So,
and John Ruiz says not true.
Not true. So a lot of times that's also what happens. Right. Because it's not like the NFL where everything is above board.
Right.
Okay, he's a free agent. What did the Buccaneers offer him? This is what they offered him. Here's what's being offered here. Everyone knows what is being offered. You have no idea. So all of a sudden Florida's thinking like, we got to come up with $14
million. Yeah.
Because probably wasn't $14 million. That wasn't the number.
No.
That wasn't but the number that was needed.
The Rashada camp can make up any number they want for leverage purposes.
Yes.
Right? And maybe Miami offered four.
Yeah.
But maybe you would say, as the father, okay, they offered four. That's good. But let's tell Florida that it's nine, you know, because it's just millions of dollars is all we're talking about.
That's it.
It's just millions. That's
right.
It. No big
it's
deal. It's no big whoop.
Just like it's a write-off. Yeah. You know what a write-off is.
Yeah.
It's like you don't even know what a wire is. Just wire it.
It's not a good look for these guys. I'm sorry, Billy Napier. It's not a good look that you've engaged in this.
I would say that first thing, what are the odds? This is the only loss that we hear of.
This is going to be more.
That's be the start. Yeah. It's a great race to get these guys and what false promises are being made to them process.
That's probably a ton of them. That's it.
This is when you're really glad that you're doing things, you know, again, 100% above board, the 1890 way, getting everything done the way it should be done. Because when that lawsuit came out, I guarantee you that there was some place where someone's like, oh no.
Oh boy.
Oh no. With what it was, and then some part of it's going to be also. It's like because there's no with the contracts. There are some things. I mean, how it's set up. Sometimes it's like they didn't do their part. They being the players,
right?
Didn't do their part,
right?
And so it's going to be whoa, time out. Mm-hmm. So there's so many things. This goes so deep.
It does,
and it'll be so. Like I said, and also I thought was interesting was though, the most interesting thing of the whole deal was it said that Kirby Smart said, yes, you have my blessing to do this.
Yeah, how about another layer to the Georgia-Florida rivalry? Our quarterback suing Florida.
That's unbelievable.
We're suing Florida.
Take that,
it's,
Billy.
It's one of the top, four football rivalries. Yeah. I know it hasn't been great lately, but it's the largest cocktail party. It's in Jacksonville, and it's insane.
Yeah.
Florida-Georgia is insane.
And if you're Kirby, I'd sue him.
I'd sue
their ass.
Yeah, I would. It's not me. I'm not doing it.
Right, not
Georgia, I got nothing to do with this.
Yeah, you want to sue Billy Napier? Go.
So, according to this.
Get a good lawyer.
According to the article, this is for the lawsuit. There is also going to be a $500,000 signing bonus on top of the $13 million.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful.
So it says, instead, a day after the $500,000 payment was due, the Gator Collective sent Rashada a termination letter of the $13.85 million deal. That's a big part of this issue here. The lawsuit claims Napier and Catcher Walker went to great lengths to convince Rashada They would make good on the promised money even without the contract.
Yeah.
So when we talked about the early days of, I mean, it still is early days of NIL, really is.
It was early.
It still kind of is right now, early days.
Oh, it still kind of is, yeah. But this was the really early
days. We said this is the wild, wild west. Whatever goes, I mean, it's going to be some crazy stuff that happens. And deals happen that people thought were going to come through. I mean, I bet there's many lawsuits to come after this now.
I know you guys believe that. I don't know if many. There has to be a lot of money involved for that to happen. I don't think a guy's going to. He might go into small claims court with Shin Daddy. And do some small claims on these. But if you're $100,000, if there's the difference is $100,000, you're probably not going into federal court, you know. Now, if there's big deals out there like this, but I just don't know how many of them there are like this.
Like this, I don't think there's a lot. Oh. And what would come up would be a lot of small ones. Right. Like you said, like, well, hold it. Now, I was supposed to get whatever, $5,000 here or this, that. It didn't happen. There will be something.
There'll be something. I don't know if there'll be many federal lawsuits filed. I'll believe.
Who knows what money is out there was promised these guys.
It's a remarkable story.
It really is.
It's a remarkable story.
It's like you're reading fiction, but you got to kind of remind yourself, no, this isn't fiction.
This would be like you said, be the same. This is Ohio State suing Michigan.
Yeah.
The head coach. It'd be like someone from Ohio State last year suing Harbaugh.
So, exactly. This is the kind of stuff that I mean. This reads like fiction, but it's true. 4 days before Christmas, 2022. That's the time frame. Was signing day for recruits such as Rashada Napier and his father Billy Napier, and Rashada's father. Napier called Rashada and his father to convince them to go forward with this plan, saying that upon signing, Rashada would receive $1 million toward the money owed. This is the quote now that Harlan Rashada texted. He said, Coach Napier said Hathcock, the booster, is on a plane and that he'll wire you $1 million. He wants the paperwork, and I'm sending it to you if you are good. This was all going on. That's a lot of money for a kid to think about. Wait a second. They're going to wire me $1 million? This is ridiculous. There's a lot about this is ridiculous. And it probably goes to Rashada's side, too. Like, on his announcement tweet to Florida, he stepped out of a Lamborghini. I mean, he has a photo stepping out of a Lamborghini in front of Florida Stadium. I mean, some of this stuff is really off-putting. Yeah. Like, well, you got to do that? Do you got to really step out of a Lamborghini?
No, the answer is no. You don't have to.
No.
The end of this article from CBS Sports, it says, in total, the lawsuit argues that Rashada is the victim of a new world where boosters have never had more influence. In the lawsuit, it says, quote, Jaden's miserable experience reveals in stark and dramatic detail what can happen to young student-athletes when wealthy win at all cost alumni insert themselves in the college football's recruiting process.
That's the lawyer talking. That's the lawsuit talking.
That's right.
The other side is not without issue here. The Rashada side. I mean, it's a bad look all the way around is what I'm saying.
We talked about this. Is there anything that'll be just more intriguing as far as a game that I can ever remember watching? For the first game of the season, is Miami, Florida. Because, like I said, the people have described it as it's not just been me the only one. It's a pitchfork game. There'll be people coming after the head coach. Whoever loses that game,
Cristobal. Mario Cristobal.
It will be ugly. Mm. Whoever loses that game.
Much pressure there. It will be unbelievable, the pressure. I guess that's what causes all this. That's what causes Billy Napier to say, we got to get that kid. Yeah. We got to beat Miami. We got to beat Miami for the kid, and then we got to beat Miami because the pressure is unbelievable. It's more pressure for the assistants. Billy Napier signed a 7-year, $52 million contract. There's pressure on him, but it's not like if he loses, he's he's going to be in dire straits. He's set. It's the assistants that take it. And then the assistants aren't even involved in this stuff. I don't know, though. Billy Napier. I wonder what Billy Napier would say to us if he was on the... What would he say?
I would imagine there's... right now, and the worst part is that everything now is just one-sided.
Right.
There is no...
That's the thing, Jake.
There's not one thing coming back from Florida's side.
They can't.
They can't.
Because of lawsuits. Yeah, you're can't. Right, though, Bill. When you read these stories, it's all slanted one way from the attorney for Jaden Rashada through this lawsuit. And, yeah, you don't hear the other side. And there is another. There's another side.
There's another side too.
Yeah. Napier's not exactly popular right now in Florida. He's 11-14 in two years.
He's in trouble.
6-7 his first year. 5-7 last year.
Oh, he's in trouble.
And absolutely a pitchfork. If they lose that game, pitchforks be even sharper than ever.
Is Cristobal in trouble too?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He's recruited really well, but yes, he is. Yeah, and that comes back to they got beat by Rutgers, in the bowl game.
Oh God.
And they got beat by Rutgers in the bowl. Georgia Tech, they had beat. They had to take a knee.
That's right.
Oh, they decided to run the ball, and they fumble it, and they go down and score, and they lose the game.
He lost his mind.
Yeah, I mean, all you have to do is just take a knee.
Yeah, Chris lost.
So, yes, it's heated up. Oof. Yeah, it's very, very heated on how things are going.
This makes it even more interesting.
So we'll track and see how this goes for the Rashada situation, the lawsuit filed yesterday. But interesting times.
Yeah, to say the least.
In NIL and college football.
Yeah.
Before we get to break, a quick plug. Hey, big sale this weekend at Ernie's in Ceresco.
Ceresco. Bill.
And I'll tell you exactly what's going on. It's a big deal. Bill, I went out there with Bill, 2 weeks ago?
Two weeks ago.
I'd never set foot before at Ernie's in Ceresco.
I never had.
I never had. It was a great building, great middle of Ceresco. 72 months. No interest financing.
No interest.
On furniture, flooring.
Free furniture.
And mattresses.
72 months. Put that together in your head.
That's a long time. 5 years, right?
Six years. You're on a couch for 5 years trying to pay a penny. How about that?
Six years.
Ask Tyler for seven. He might give you seven.
No interest financing on furniture, flooring, and mattresses for the Memorial Day sale at Ernie's in Ceresco.
So, it's the most amazing... store I've ever been into. It goes on forever. It's kind of hidden. The reason you want to go there right now is to support Nebraska baseball, because Ernie, the original owner who started Ernie's in Ceresco, pitched for the Huskers.
Ernie
pitched for the Huskers
back in the day
at
the Buck.
Yes, and then they have free popcorn when you go in there.
They do.
And then you want to ask.
Oh, yeah. We had some.
Yes. And you want to ask.
Free pop. Free furniture.
Breakers, listen to this one. Just tell Tyler Swanson that you want the ticket and the Bill Bush discount. You go directly to Tyler when you go to pick something out and say, kind of pull him off to the side and say, the ticket. And say, I'd like to have the Bill Bush.
Preferably say it that way.
Yeah, just like
yell it, please.
Yes. Yeah. Then just kind of pull him off to the side and say, I'd like the Bill Bush
Tyler.
Discount. Tyler Swanson.
So he manages this.
Yes,
he's in charge.
He would be the grandson of Ernie.
Oh, it's a family.
Family owned. And you can go right to that little convenience store up there and get yourself a meatloaf sandwich. Meatloaf sandwich. I'm telling you, get to Ernie's. Get there this weekend. It'll change your life.
In Ceresco, right up the road.
Right up 77.
That's right.
You go right by the dump.
Go past the
you
dump.
Drive by the dump.
It's Ceresco.
Keep right on going. Kind of a little low area there, a little waterway there. Yep. And boom, you slide on into Ceresco. Yeah. And it is, it's party center. If there's a place that I'd like to live, it's there. And that's because of Ernie's.
Yeah, and you're closer to Fremont. It's like you're heading to Fremont on 77.
That's right.
Yeah.
72 months, no interest financing on furniture, flooring, and mattresses. The Memorial Day savings sale at Ernie's in Ceresco. Stop by today. Sean Callahan is next. Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
I got one last thing like that. There was no one panicked. There was a little bit of a family emergency that was made aware of last night. So I didn't want to miss the first part of the show this morning.
God bless you.
So came in to build a hit on some of that stuff, but I have to depart.
Well, God bless you for coming.
Well, thank you, Bill. We appreciate you coming in this morning.
We'll take it from here. The ticket.
Bill is out. Sean Callahan is next. An early break on the ticket.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs,
Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.